Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Yet another annoying radio art show. Yet another annoying piece of radio art. We cease this tradition. In the beginning there was the paraphrase. Starting from the search for radio art events to be reproduced, we ended up looking into landmarks of radio history in connection with art. Hopping from its beginnings to the digital turn. Listen to a simulation of history and how it digged out of its holes. We paraphrased the first transmissions, terrestrial and via telephone line, transmitting saloon music from the Hotel Intercontinental into a dining room in a private apartment, and sang the Styrian hymn through a pirate radio transmitter. In search of elements of radio history, we are reusing the key idea of a performance by GX Jupiter Larsen. The paraphrase alters the original by tuning the buried radios into the transmission of the simulated historical radio events. A mini private transmitter is used to transfer the signal from a nearby computer to the radio stations in the bin filled with soil. A radio show by Christina Fromm, Lale Rutger-Kiadara, Fiona Steinert, supported by Barbara Kaiser, Karl Schönswetter, Sarah Norris, Christine Schörkober, and Judith Burkhardthofer.
Digging Radio.
Jupiter Larsen performed by digging a hole in a garbage bin full of dirt and small radios. All of the radios were turned to static. So as the hole got larger, the radio static got louder. Entitled Building Empty Holes, this solo performance lasted 15 minutes. This performance took place in Vienna, 1991, at the Museum Moderner Kunst.
Digging Radio.
The future claims. Radio turns digital on a terrestrial base and with it the lack of low-tech democratic ether use. In a first attempt, the digital signals are ignored and being played on an analog base. Hence, this is how the ether may sound in a couple of years if one refuses to invest in analog digital changer. Rhythmic and annoying.
Digging Radio.
The first wireless transmission of music and voice was successfully accomplished by the Austrian Otto Nussbaumer from the Technical University of Graz on the 15th of June 1904. Nussbaumer at this time was a constructor in the Institute for Physics at the Technical University, where he was employed in the area wireless telegraphy. After a lot of attempts, he finally managed in 1904 to transmit wirelessly music and voice through a self-made transmitter. This transmission was audible for a distance of up to 20 meters through the rooms of the Technical University. For this important and historical moment, Nussbaumer transmitted the hymn of Styria, the Dachstein song, which was sung by himself. This led to proof that transmission of sound is possible. This pioneering feat was essential to the further development of radio, but forgotten.
Digging Radio.
In 1881, Clement Arthur demonstrated the world's first stereo transmission from the stage. It was transmitted from the Paris Opera with his new invention, the theatrophone. It was a telephonic distribution system that allowed subscribers to listen to opera and theater performances over telephone lines. This enabled the subscribers to stay in the comfort of their homes and enjoy their evening meal while listening to the opera performance.
Thank you. Hallo Lale.
Let's start it all over.
Okay, gut.
Bis schön. Bald, ciao.
Bis bald.
Thank you.
Digging Radio. You were listening to a radio show by the radio team of Orange 94.0, das Freie Radio in Wien, Vienna.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.